Good. So this day has a lot of names. Outside the church, it's Super Bowl Sunday, and it's Groundhog Day, and I'm told that Punxsutawney Phil did not see his shadow, but where we live, 6 more weeks of spring would be hard to distinguish from 6 more weeks of winter. But here in church, this day has variously been known as the Feast of the Presentation of Jesus at the Temple, the Feast of the Purification of the Virgin, the Meeting of the Lord, and Candlemas. It comes 40 days after Christmas, and it was, until the 20th century, the traditional day for taking down one's household Christmas decorations. So, if you haven't done it yet, today's the deadline. The biblical event, it celebrates, I should say, I haven't taken mine down yet. Where was I? The biblical event it celebrates is the one we just heard about in the gospel lesson, the day when, in accordance with Jewish custom, Jesus, as the firstborn son, was presented in the temple to be dedicated to God. And also when his mother, after the prescribed 40-day waiting period, went through the post-childbirth purification rituals and was able to enter the temple also. It is a feast that has been celebrated for a very long time. There are presentation sermons going back to at least the 4th century. And one of the reasons that we celebrate it is that Jesus and Mary, going through all of the prescribed rituals of their faith, is a reminder to us that Jesus was fully human, rooted in a family, in a community, in a faith, in a history, and in the covenant between God and God's people that the Jewish rituals celebrate and affirm. But the main reason we celebrate this day is because of what happened after Jesus was presented in the temple. Simeon, a man of deep faith, had received a promise from the Holy Spirit that he would not die until he had seen the Messiah that God promised. When Jesus was brought to the temple, Simeon burst into poetry, praising God that he had seen the fulfillment of the promise and asking God to let him die in peace now that that promise had been fulfilled. But Simeon went farther than that. He declared that Jesus will not only be the Savior of Israel, but also will bring God's light to the rest of the world. This is a remarkable claim. Simeon and his community had been waiting for God to send someone to bring them victory over the nations of the world. And suddenly Simeon realized that this was not God's intention at all. In a flash of inspiration, Simeon knew that the one who brought salvation to Israel would not throw down the rest of the world, but raise it up, and that the light of God would shine on everyone, even you, even me. Now, Simeon's words about Jesus being a light to the nations are why it became customary in the Middle Ages to bless the beeswax candles on this day for use throughout the year for both church and home. Candlemas was celebrated with a procession through the town and into church bearing the candles, which were sprinkled with holy water and blessed. The gospel lesson of Jesus' presentation and Simeon's song were read and preached on before communion. And the next day, on the feast of St. Blaise, some of the blessed candles were, and in some places still are, used in a ritual to bless the throats of those who suffer from throat ailments and also to bless the throats of choir members. Now, in these processions still to today, the other thing that's carried besides the candles is the baby Jesus figurine from people's home creches. They make a new outfit for the baby for this procession, and the figurines all also get blessed, and then they get brought home to be put away until next year. Now, whether we bless candles or not, whether we process or not, we still celebrate this day by remembering Simeon's glorious realization that Jesus brought the light of God to all of humankind and not just to those who were waiting for it. I'd like to close by sharing with you the hymn Adorna Sionthalamum, written by John of Damascus in the 8th century, which has always been sung for Candlemas processions. I'm not going to give it to you in the mix of Latin and Greek that's the original, but in a new and splendid translation by Kathleen Pluth. Let Zion's bridal room be clothed. He comes, her Lord and her betrothed. Let bride and bridegroom by faith's light a vigil keep throughout the night. Saint Simeon, go forth in joy, exult to see the baby boy. Make known to all the light divine that soon on every land shall shine. His parents to the temple bring the temple as an offering. The righteousness of law he chose, though to the law he nothing owes. So Mary, bring this little one, yours and the Father's only Son, through whom our offering is made, by whom our ransom price is paid. And forward, Royal Virgin, go, and let rejoicing overflow, with gifts bring forth your newborn Son, who comes to rescue everyone. Lord Jesus Christ, the glory bright, who guides the nations into light, be praised and for eternity be glorified, O Trinity. Amen.